Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. How's your lumbar support? It seems like a natural question as we delve into optimal setups for home offices. Bob and I discuss the best productive places for us, as well as the importance of windows. Enjoy.
You have a home office.
Yeah, I call it a studio.
Yeah, studio, home office.
No, it is an office.
You have a lot of different things going on in there. Do you find, like, when you're working, you're at the computer, and then you're like, okay, I'm starting to get restless. I'm going to go over to the drawing board, the literal drawing board, and I'll sketch for a little while, or I'll go over here and work, or I'll do.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Are you restless? Are you a restless
all the
worker?
Time. Okay. All the time. Yes, because I can't be caged in that space. So I'm actually using the whole house.
Okay.
And
I'm wondering, so I tried to set up this sort of like big, long work desk for myself. I've got the shifty standing desk so I can bring it up and down. It's nice.
Yeah,
I like it when I remember to do it. And I've got like a mildly uncomfortable stoolish kind of chair, so I can go up if I want to work a little bit higher or lower. And it's not the most comfortable because I feel like comfortable chairs in that situation, when I'm uncomfortable after sitting for a while, what I want to do is stand up.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the thinking
in terms
of buying.
That's a good thinking. My watch reminds me every 50 minutes, get up.
Yep. And so, but I just like, especially in the summer, like parts of the house will get warm, especially if I'm in them. And if it hasn't rained or stuff like that. So I'm wondering if I should just set up multiple desks. Because I don't necessarily like working on the couch and, you know, a little lap desk or something like that. I need my double screens. I did buy a portable second screen, so I'm going to try that out. That I can do that from anywhere. I can just set it up with me and I can bring it along with me because I feel like I am so much more efficient with two screens than one.
I never actually even tried that.
Really?
But I say this to you. Take it. This is where we're sitting right now. This is my second office.
Yeah.
So I will take all my work stuff and I'll set myself up out here. Sometimes I'll put on that big screen. I'll put on some music or I'll put on something that inspires me that I don't have to watch.
Yeah.
And I'll do my work out here. I will never go into Patty's office and do any work in there. For some reason, that room doesn't work for me.
Yep.
But yeah, move around, do that stuff because it's your space. It's your space. And you don't have the restrictions of having people there all the time,
yeah.
You know, so that you set something down and it shows up someplace else.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I know the table you're talking about. You're talking about the one that's in your big room there.
Yeah. I put that into the sunroom or whatever you want to call that. I think it was an outdoor patio that they enclosed in the house. And so it's over by the garage now.
I like that room though. Because that's the room you can also see the people walking by and stuff, right?
Well, I think that you can do that from anywhere. Unfortunately, it's like really close to the street and the sidewalk.
And you have interesting looking people walking up and down your street.
I don't need to see you guys. I don't need these distractions. I am doing important work and I need my concentration.
Do they look in at you though?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
That's
and I get distracted so easily.
Yeah. I have stuff going on out my cul-de-sac, but they can't see me through the glare of the window on them. But I like having people come through. I love having the birds flying around. I love seeing the bees. I will lose myself in there. Because for what I do, and you do too, thinking is a big part of the job.
Yeah.
So to stare off into the distance and allow yourself to be distracted is a good thing. You know, you have to at some point put some pen to paper and write something down and do something.
Oh, that's the part I've been missing.
The action.
The staring off into the distance. Got that down.
Down.
I'm an expert. That's the first thing on my resume.
Resume. Yes, that should be. I used to yell at people as they walked into my space when I'm staring out the window. They'd be like, hey, and I'd be like, I'm working. And I just keep staring out the window. At that point, I'm ceasing to work. It's important that your workspace work for you. Whether you're seeking a place of comfort or productive discomfort, you should have the final say in the design of the place where you spend the majority of your waking hours. If you don't know what you're seeking in workspace, try something. If it works, keep doing that. If it doesn't, try something else. Good, simple advice from your buddy Bob. That does it for today's episode. Be sure to check out tomorrow's very special dose on a very special day. You won't want to miss it.